Now, Lance Bass from NSYNC, Out of the Closet. And it's not a real shocker. I think everybody had their suspicions. And, you know, he was in a boy band. And everyone makes the boy band jokes anyway. He's gay. You know? So, it's not a huge groundbreaking thing. But it was all over the internet yesterday. The minute he came out and announced it, boom, every website that has anything to do with anything, Lance Bass is gay.
ESPN.com.
Even ESPN.com is right there.
Nuts.
Yeah. Michael Jordan could have died yesterday, and Lance Bass being gay would have been ahead of it. Probably not, but, you know, you get the point. It's just,
Michael Jordan will never die! I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But we're just talking about the whole, the gay issue and why it still is an issue. I think things are starting to get a little bit better in this country, and it's a lot different, and I know that, you know, even growing up as kids, you never really heard about it. I don't know if that was just because we were, you know, isolated because we were kids that we didn't hear about, you know, people being gay that much. And, you know, like Freddie Mercury dying, that was kind of it. That's all you heard about it. You know, even Elton John, who everyone had their suspicions about for years, didn't come out until we were kids. And you know, it gets better every year, but sometimes you wish it would just get better and end. You know, like, wouldn't people be happier, you know, if you're anti-people being gay, wouldn't you be happier if it was just not an issue that was crammed down your throat all the time?
Yeah.
Pardon that use of words. You know, it's just not that big of a deal, I don't think. But some people make it a big deal, and that's kind of what our question is. Why do you think it's like that? Why do you think everyone cares so much what team someone is on? You know, 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. What do you think?
I just wanted to commend you, actually, on your stance. I think that's very awesome that you're so open-minded and out there. I agree with you, actually, and I'm married. And like you said, it's so many people are getting divorced that it's like they don't have any open-mindedness at all. And that it's not something that so many people are phobic of it, that they're afraid that every gay guy is going after them, when actually a gay guy can tell a guy who's straight just as easy as a straight guy can figure out if a guy's gay or not. And so they don't go after every guy. And so it's kind of ridiculously funny a lot of times. I live in a small town where there's just a lot of phobia and I don't know, unwelcomingness to anybody who is gay or like that. So it's pretty ridiculous to me. I kind of hate it. And it's nice to hear somebody else have a good open mind about it.
Well, I think younger people, you know, I'm 25 years old, and I think people who are a little bit younger, like my parents' generation, they're obviously not as open to it because, well, they haven't really been around it that often, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What can you do? Well, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Lance Bass, officially out of the closet. And the question is, why do we care? What do you think?
I try not to about it. Really, I think it's kind of stupid that, you know, a lot of people, you know, go after all these gay people and whatnot. I mean, I had a friend that was constantly picking on a gay guy, but he was the type that, you know, thought he could take on the world and stuff. But, and I kept asking, you know, why are you always picking on him? Why are you giving him so much crap? He's never hit on you. You don't see him walk around with a guy holding hands and nothing like that. And he just thought it was an easy target, you know, it's someone he knew he could take down, but, you know, it was still a guy.
Yeah, I mean, if the dude's trying to get into your pants, then, I mean, that's a different story.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I have no problem with gay people as long as they don't hit on me and stuff like that. I mean, I've been hit on by two gay guys in my life in a bar. My fiance really didn't know what to think about it, but,
well,
you know,
don't you just have to say, I'm sorry, I'm not gay, and that takes care of it?
Well, I just said, I'm sorry, I don't fly like that, and everything like that, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, and, you know, they just backed off, and, you know, there's no problem. And, you know, a lot of other people that, you know, get kind of edgy or just flat stupid, you know, they see, oh, gay guy, you know,
yeah,
take him down.
Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Yeah.